climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
It is a Make a Difference Monday here on the Joel Lynn Thomas Show, and I have Janelle Faulkner. She is the executive director of the Nest Pregnancy Care Center in studio. We're going to continue our conversation. The Nest Pregnancy Care Center is committed to making a difference right here in our community. Janelle, this is such a politically charged issue. People are very passionate on both sides of this. And so in the midst of all that strong emotion, there's often a lot of misinformation, a lot of disconnection that can happen. And as you are working to get this up and running, you have got some pretty strong critics, a very vocal and well-known group who has actually been slinging quite a bit of mud your direction. Can you share a bit about that with us?
Yes. So I've been in this position for 3 months, and shortly after I started, I created a landing page because we were going to get a website up and running, but I wanted just to create something temporarily so people could find us. And I did nestpregnancycare.org/help. So that's our landing page. 2 days later, someone informed me that Planned Parenthood had created a URL, a website that was nestpregnancycares.org. And at the very top, it says Nest Pregnancy Cares. And then it talks about how pregnancy centers lie and deceive. And there was a link in there to a nonprofit organization that will fly you around the country for free for an abortion. So that was my first experience with Planned Parenthood 2 days after I had created our landing page.
Wow. They really went to a lot of effort to deceive people. And that's what's so ironic. You know, they're kind of projecting, they're saying, oh, pregnancy centers lie, and yet what they did was pretty deceptive.
Right, yes, and I can't control them. I am not going to have strong opinions about Planned Parenthood. All I'm here to do is just go with our vision, and our vision is to support people in times of unplanned pregnancies and provide information to them. I can't control what Planned Parenthood does. I am not going to get angry and yell and scream, because that doesn't get me back to the course that I need to take, which is helping the people in our community, and that's my focus. It's not to be a political advocate, it's just to help.
And when you're focused on that work, that's when it's all going to come together and we're going to see a lot of positive things happening in the community. One of the things that I think about as we look at this politically charged issue is there's so much anger, so much hate, so much mudslinging and shaming, and yet that does not accomplish anything. So I love the approach here that we are there to offer support, because when women find themselves in that situation, there's no shortage of strong opinions, but often the real unconditional support is pretty scarce.
That is correct. And that's the thing with pregnancy centers across the country. We are going to be affiliated with CareNet. And what they tell us is we are not there to offer our opinions. We are not there to tell anybody what to do. We provide permission-based support. So we ask them for permission. So when someone comes in to meet with us, everything is permission-based. Can I talk to you about this? Can I talk to you about this? And so they're the ones that are in control of the conversation. We are not the ones in control. We're just there to inform. So that's why we're different, is we're not telling people what to do. We're just educating and supporting.
Janelle, I've got to believe that once people understand that aspect of what you're doing, you probably see some attitudes change and some hearts soften and some demeanors change somewhat.
That's absolutely correct. So you know, when I share with people what I'm doing, I can immediately tell by their body language if they're going to support me or they're not going to support. They're pro-life or pro-choice. And so when I tell them, like, they'll come back and they'll say, well, you can't tell people what to do with their bodies. It's my body. And I'm like, you're right. I can't. I'm not there to tell you what to do. So it's their choice. And if they choose to get an abortion, that's their choice. However, if they do make that choice, we are there to support them after that decision, to love on them, to listen to them, and to talk through what they're feeling and what they're going through. And immediately people's body language changes. And I had one conversation with somebody that said, there isn't a day that goes by that I don't think about what I did. And I tell them, we would love to see you when we open. We would love to have a conversation with you and to walk through what you're feeling. And then if we need to provide professional support, we are not professional counselors. We are coaches. We are there to provide peer support. We will provide referrals to professionals who can walk them through that. So again, I want everyone to know, we are not professional counselors. We are coaches. We are there for peer support.
I love that story, Janelle. I mean, and that just showcases that there are people that we probably don't know in this community that we pass by every day who are carrying some heavy burdens. What a wonderful thing that after all these years of carrying a burden that maybe is getting in the way of what they're trying to do, there's a place where they can go and get some peace and some hope and some direction. And I think that story just helps us understand how important it is that we find the courage to face all of the options and be there for people, because sometimes people make snap decisions that they end up regretting because there's so much pressure and so much high emotion.
Absolutely. And we are in an age of information.
Yes.
But I will tell you, when I first took this job, I started researching pregnancy centers. And the majority of the information I found online was negative. And I had to actually go to specific sites where I knew that they were trusted people to provide the accurate information. I couldn't find it until I was given specific names of websites where to go. So it's not readily available to find that information. It's being controlled by people who not necessarily that are pro-life. So that's what we're there to do, is provide all aspects, everything, adoption, single parenting, marriage. What does that look like for them? How can we support them in those decisions that they make?
This is certainly going to make a difference for a lot of people in our community. I know you're in need of some support, some donations. How can people help out right now?
So right now, there's two ways. First of all, you can email me, Janelle@nestpregnancycare.org. Janelle@nestpregnancycare.org. You can email me and I can send you a link to donate. Our landing page is nestpregnancycare.org/help, and there is a way to donate there as well. So we have different ways, and you can always call. I am happy to come pick up a check if somebody wants to write a check. I will make it easy on somebody to give.
Janelle, thank you so much for taking time, and we'll get you back in studio once you're up and running.
That would be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great day.